Dr. Silverberg and Rabbi Greenberg for putting this together, Birshus the Mara Da'asar and Rabbi Spitz. This Kina of Elite Zion is, as Sam said, traditionally the last of the Kinos. Its author is unknown. But even though it's the last of the Kinos, it's actually a demand for more Kinos. The Kina itself, the words Elite Zion, are a demand. Cry Zion. It's based on a pasuk in Yoel. Yoel is one of the prophets whose book appears as part of a collection, the Treyasar, in Tanakh. And he speaks of a pending destruction of the land of Israel. And in context, in his first chapter, he's talking about the destruction of the land. He talks about the destruction of the Geffen and the Teina, the grape and the fig. And then he says, Eli kibisula chaguras sak albal ne'ureha. He says, cry, like a bisula, like a young girl who is wearing sackcloth, crying for the husband of her youth, who has died. And then it continues to say, Hochras min chabanesach mi beis Hashem, the flower offering, the wine libations have been destroyed and removed from the house of God, the land is destroyed, and these offerings are destroyed as well. So in context, it's talking about the loss of the land, but the Gemara picks up on that second part, the loss of the avoda, the service, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. And it presents this as part of a cry for the loss of that avoda, the loss of that service, and that's what we do in Elit Zion. So that line by line, we call for mourning for what we've lost in pairs of associated lines. We talk about the Armon and the Mikdash, the temple, the Beis HaMikdash, a palace and a sanctuary. We talk about the loss of Mishar Se'el, the servants of God of the Kohanim. We talk about the loss of Hagion Mecholeha, the singers, and Bitul Sanhedraha, and the loss of the Sanhedrin, which Eicha in chapter 5 also linked to the singing and the Sanhedrin, Mishnah and Sota does as well. We talk about the loss of the avoda, the service of the sacrifices and the ketores, the incense, the Beis David, the house of David, the clothing of the Kohanim, and so on. And we call on Sion to wail, Elit Sion, ve'areha. We call on her cities to wail. The Gemara in Gittin talks about the cities of Jews who did not mourn for the loss of Yerushalayim as long as they felt they were safe. Here we call on all of our cities to cry until the end of the Kina, when we say, Alei Shimcha Asher Chulal, we turn to Hashem, and we ask Hashem directly to cry for His name. We say, your name that is desecrated, you should wail with us. But the problem at this point in the Kinos, with all of this crying, is that we're at the end. Why are we calling for crying now? We've cried so much, we've detailed so much, has been explained by all of the speakers. Now we're saying Elit Zion, that Zion should cry. We're, an hour from Chatzos, from midday. But I transcribed several years of Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim on the Kinos years back. And one thing that the Rav emphasized with Elit Zion is that we cry because there's no consolation. This call comes at the end of the Kinos telling us to keep on crying. The Yerushalmi in Tanis mentions that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Levi, various sages fasted not only in the 9th of Av, but fasted on the 10th of Av, because the Beis HaMikdash, we are taught, burned into the 10th of Av. And the Ramban in his Torah Sa'adam comments, Mina chasidus hayalahem. This was a trait of piety. It was excess, or not excess, but extra piety for them. And then he said that everybody who increases their mourning for Yerushalayim is acquiring extra merit. And Rav Soloveitchik said, Ramban here is not simply making an observation that if one mourns more, there's extra merit. But he said, normally we have a rule within the Torah, the rule of Bal Tosif. One is not allowed to add mitzvos. One is not allowed to add to the commandments. Nonetheless, what Ramban is saying here is that when it comes to mourning for Yerushalayim, this avelus yeshana, this age-old crying, it is what Rav Soloveitchik called an endless gesture. Each cry deepens our feeling. And so we say, even at the end of the Kinos, Elit Zion, cry more. This spills over beyond Tisha B'Av all year. Sam noted the tune for Elit Zion. As Rav Soloveitchik understood it, the tune of Elit Zion is not an upbeat tune. It's a groan, and he sang it on those audio recordings of his shiurim. You hear him sing it. It was a groan. It was Elitzion v'areha. There was nothing upbeat, or there was no relief in it. And in fact, Rav Soloveitchik contended that this tune is reflected year round. So that he said the musaf that we say on Rosh Chodesh, the musaf on the Shalosh Shagalim on the three holidays, the tune there echoes this tune. He felt that reflected the tune that we use for Elit Zion, so that all year long we continue this crying, and Elit Zion becomes the theme not just of Tisha B'Av, but of the entire Jewish calendar. Despite the call for extra crying, I want to add a note of hope, because we reference two models here in the opening line. One is indeed from Yoel. One is completely separate. We say Elit Zion ve'areha kamo isha b'tzireha v'chibsulach ha'gurasak al-bal ne'ureha. We quote from Yoel saying to cry like the young girl who is crying for her husband. However, he also mentions the crying of isha b'tzireha, the woman in birth pangs. Both of these are transitions from great hope and joy to great agony. But when we add the besulach hagurasa, when we add the isha b'tzireha, the woman in labor, I think we actually take the edge off of some of the grief. Because unlike the woman crying for her husband, the isha b'tzireha, the woman in labor, is not shocked. She's known for 9 months that this was coming, and she's better equipped for that anticipation. Further, unlike the woman who has lost her husband, the woman in labor has meaning in her pain. The pain of contractions is the necessary pain that produces life. And because, again, unlike the besulach hagurasak, the woman who is mourning for her husband, who cannot see hope at that point, the isha b'tzireha, the woman in labor, God willing, will emerge from her pain with a baby. And so we daven here to be not like the besulach hagurasak, not like Yoel's image of the young girl crying for her husband, but to be like the isha b'tzireha, to be like the woman in labor, who knew this was coming, who understands that there's meaning in the pain, and who understands that we will emerge from the other side, God willing, with hope and celebration.